heart surrenders to your design. You gave me purpose, so I give my life. I'm giving you all of me. Out of the darkness and into your light.
Carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see. I'm done with the hiding.
Hi guys, welcome to Discoveryland. Today we are going to look at the time of the judges and hear how God redeemed Ruth to play an important part in the big God story. But before we do that, let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for your story of Ruth. And I just pray that you would open our ears and our hearts to learn more about you. In Jesus' name, amen. So there were three women that lived with their husbands in a place called Moab. One was Naomi, one was Ruth, and the other was Ruth's sister-in-law. Though Naomi was an Israelite, and she was living with her family in Moab because Israel was going through a famine, or a time where there wasn't enough food for everyone. Back then, Moabites and Israelites didn't get along. Remember King Eglon? Yeah, he was a Moabite. After a while, Naomi's husband died, and then Ruth's husband died, and then the sister-in-law's husband died as well. As you can tell, it wasn't a very good situation for these women. Women back then couldn't provide for themselves without husbands. So when Naomi heard there was food again in her homeland of Judah, she wanted to go back. She told Ruth and her daughter-in-law to go live with their family in Moab. Ruth's sister-in-law left, but Ruth stayed. "Go home," Naomi said to Ruth, "and find another husband." So let's open our Bibles to Ruth 1:16. It says, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay," Ruth said. "Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." So after some time, the two women arrived in Judah. Let's read Ruth 2, verse 2. It says, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain." So Ruth went to a field and started gleaning, or picking up leftover grain. And little did Ruth know, the field belonged to a man named Boaz. And it was part of God's plan for her to be there because God had chosen Boaz to be her kinsman redeemer. What's a kinsman redeemer, you may ask? Don't worry, you'll hear about that soon. "Who's that girl?" Boaz asked. "She's a foreigner who came back with her mother-in-law, Naomi. She's a pretty cool lady," said the servant. "She works hard and has a good reputation." "Keep collecting from my field," Boaz said. "You work hard and have a good reputation. Here," Boaz said, "have some of this bread. Dip it in vinegar, then have some roasted grain." "Thank you," Ruth said. "Take good care of that one," Boaz told his servant. "Give her whatever she needs. Extra, in fact." "I gathered a sack of barley," Ruth said to Naomi. So let's read in Ruth 2:19. It says, "Blessed be the man who took notice of you," Naomi said. "His name is Boaz. That man is our close relative. He's one of our kinsmen redeemers." A kinsman redeemer was someone who, in ancient Israel, who redeemed or brought back the property of a family member who was lost their money. They sometimes married the daughter or the sister or the widow of the man who died to carry on the family line. Okay, let's move on. So for a while, Ruth gleaned from Boaz's field and gathered lots of sacks of grain. But Naomi wanted Ruth to have a husband more than she wanted grain. So she said, "Go wash yourself, put on some perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. And then go down to the threshing floor where Boaz will be, but make sure no one sees you." And so a threshing floor is a big rock slab where all of the bundles of grain go after they're collected. And then there, big oxen step on them to break the grain free from the straw. And when there was wind, the farmer would throw the straw and the grain into the air, and the heavier grain fell to the ground. And the straw, or chaff is what they called it, blew away. So in verse 9, it says, "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant Ruth," she said. "Boaz, will you be my kinsman redeemer?" "Sounds great," Boaz said. "The only problem is another guy is first in line," he said. "So I have to talk to him before I can become your kinsman redeemer." In Ruth chapter 4, it says, Boaz says, "Let's talk about whether you would like to buy back Naomi's land." And the first guy in line says, "Sure, why not?" And Boaz says, "Would you still want it if you had to marry one of the women in the family?" And the first in line said, "I don't want to do that. So I guess you can have it. I mean, if you insist," Boaz said. "I'm going to redeem Naomi by marrying Ruth," Boaz said. "Thanks for becoming my wife. Thanks for redeeming my mother-in-law and me," Ruth said. "For buying the land that we could no longer pay for and keeping our family line alive." So in the end, the prayers of the townspeople were answered, and Ruth and Boaz had a baby named Obed. He was the grandfather of King David, from whose line the promised Redeemer, Jesus, would eventually be born. Through this part of the Big God story, God showed that even when things were hard for Ruth and Naomi, he was weaving everything together to not only redeem them, but buy them back from their helpless situation, but use them in his Big God story. Ruth was blessed with the privilege of having a child who would continue the family line of Jesus Christ. God made Jesus our kinsman redeemer. When he died for us, for me and for you, and rose again, he redeemed us back from a life of sin and gave us new life forever with him. Because of his great love for us, he chooses to use us. Just like he used Ruth to be a part of his big God story, he uses us too. So today, let's spend some time praising God, the Redeemer, who is the only one with the power to save us from our sin. You know, the word redeem means to buy back. In the Big God story, Ruth and Naomi were left without husbands to take care of them, which in biblical times, like we talked about earlier, was a very scary situation. They barely had any money and gleaned in the fields for food. They needed someone to take care of them, to buy them back from their debt and redeem their situation. God led them to Boaz, who became their kinsman redeemer and took care of them. God is a redeemer, and he sent Jesus, who died and rose again to pay the debt of our sin. Okay, so today we can praise God together by making poems of praises. As the song is playing, the word redeemer will come on the screen, and you can use the letters in the word to share your words of praise or write a prayer to God. Let's do that now.
Let it be known that our God saves. shout your name out louder and louder. We shout it out now. We lift your name up higher and higher. We lift your name up. We shout your name.
So now it's time for the blessing. So go ahead and hold out your hands like this as I say the blessing over you. May you know how much God cares for you. May you experience Him as your Redeemer this week. Bye, guys.